Hi, this is Michael. Am I legal?
Hi, Michael. It's Gemma. Are you okay?
Hi, Gemma. You okay, me?
Yeah, good, thanks. I've got Gemma Anderson on the phone. I've just got her ID updated. Do you want the number?
Missing POI. Okay. Yeah, thank you for me.
Yeah, nice one. Pass that over,
yeah? Yeah, no problem. She's a bit early, like, because she, yeah, I'll speak to her, but I don't think there's anything to do
with
her. Because you won't just sign
her.
I've got 14 days, so we won't get paid on it until after the 30th. I'll see if I can get it to the
14 days till the 30th.
Right,
well, no worries, cheers.
Hi, Gemma. You speak to Michael at MMA Needle.
Hi.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Gemma, about your case?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just let you know, Gemma, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Gemma, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. Scottish Redress have deemed you worthy enough for an application number. So what that means is they've looked over your care settings, the times you were in care, and also your statements, and have said, yeah, okay, you know, you think Gemma may have a case. So
yeah.
It's on us now to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to give you the best chance.
Okay.
So that's me writing to social services, educational authorities up in Scotland, but it's also to get to know you a bit better, Gemma, and try and understand the trauma that you faced as a child in these care settings, how that has had a lasting effect on you into your adulthood.
Yeah.
It's stuff that obviously I can diagnose, so stuff I can evidence with, like, the diagnosis for, you know, any sort of mental health issues, the depression, anxiety, PTSD, any issues with alcohol or substances. And what I'll do, Gemma, is I'll write to, you know, your GP, NHS, rehabilitation centres, addiction charities. I'll gather as much information as I possibly can to paint the picture of, you know, Gemma, not just in care, but also because of care.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And Scottish Redress have to take that into consideration, Gemma, when they're deliberating on our case. Just to try and give you the best chance of getting the most out of this.
Yeah.
I am going to ask you some sort of questions, Gemma, so at any point in the call, it gets too much for you, just let me know. Any point in the call, you're uncomfortable speaking to me as a male, let me know. I can get one of my female colleagues to give you a call. We do this at your pace, Gemma, so please don't feel pressure to, you know, give me the information. It is all on your, it's all on your time, this, so.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know if you get uncomfortable at any point.
Okay.
So I apologise for having to ask these questions, Gemma. I am sorry.
Okay.
Have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health problems, Gemma? Any anxiety and depression, PTSD?
Yeah, I've got PTSD, I've got depression, and I've also got a problem with alcohol.
Okay. PTSD. Okay. And are you receiving any support for the alcohol issue?
I was, but I'm currently now a year sober next week.
Oh, well done.
So it's been a long road, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, it's 12 months. Excellent. Being alcohol free. Okay. So where was you receiving help? Was that through your GP or was that an addiction?
Mental health. Yes, Leverage Mental Health Team.
Okay. Leverage.
Lerwick.
Lerwick.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, was that a referral from your GP?
It was, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Last question, Gemma. It's the toughest one, so I do apologise. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Gemma?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And was you hospitalised for that suicide attempt?
Yep, twice.
Okay. Is that in the same hospital or two different hospital?
No, same hospital.
Okay. And are you suicidal at the moment? Or do you have any sort of suicidal tendencies at the moment?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, perfect. Thank you for the information and speaking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some institution details from you. To the GP, I take the mental health team details, and I take the hospital details. And what I'll do is I'll write to all three of those separate institutions, gather all our evidence for you, and then also submit that as, you know, past trauma, if you like, evidence of past trauma.
Yeah.
So can I take your GP details? Your GP down in Swansea now, is it?
No, it's still in Shetland. All my files are there. So it's Lerwick Health Centre.
Lerwick?
Yeah, Lerwick Health Centre.
Okay, thank you. Let me just fill up the details of that now.
And it's North Road.
Yeah, I'll get that now. I have an AI assistant, which I type in which is 500 details, if I spelled it correctly.
Okay.
So, I've got South 27 South Road, Lerwick, Shetland, ZE1, yeah. Okay, interesting. For a creative institution, I think. Dress. And how long have you been with that GP for, Gemma?
Pardon?
How long have you been with that GP for?
For about 20 odd years. A long time.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. Can I take the details of the hospital, please?
It's the Gilbert Bain Hospital.
The Gilbert Bain?
Gilbert Bain, Lerwick, yeah.
The Bain, B-A-I-N?
It is, yeah.
Okay. That's also where Lerwick, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And roughly, what dates were you admitted to Gilbert Bay?
There was one last year.
Okay.
Probably about this time last year.
Okay. And the other one that obviously you said there was two?
That would have been about a year, maybe two before that.
So 2023, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And when you look at Layla's mental health, seeing it,
I've got two workers there. Do you want their names?
No, I'm okay, thank you. I don't need the names just yet. What we'll do is we'll just write to the practice and we'll get all the details from them. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Roughly what age were you seeing the mental health scene in Lewis?
This time last year.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was involved with them for about 2 years.
Okay, so 2023 to 2025, yeah?
Yeah. And then again, probably about a year before that. It's been on and off the whole of my life.
Okay. All right, well, I'll do 2000 to 2025.
Yeah.
Because it's a 25 year target plan. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to the care settings up in the social services up in Shetland for your house. What Carolyn Grange for? Was that a foster care? Was that in Shetland as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
There'll be police reports of that because there was reports. I put in a report about it. So they'll have all that.
Okay, just give me 2 seconds. I'm not saying names again, sorry.
Carol and Graham Stoll.
Just have to change this in detail around, that's all. And you believe that was from 1988, 89 to 1999?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, so what we'll do is I'll write to the social services up in Shetland and the local authority that covers Shetland. When I get all the information back from your time and care, Gemma, do you want me to share that information with you?
No.
Okay. No problem. I missed it. A quite important detail that you mentioned there. You said that you filled out the police report.
Yeah.
About your time and care. What police service would that be?
Robert Shetland.
Okay. Let me get their details. I'll also write to them as well. Get all the information I can from the Shetland Police. Buffy, what date did you do that, put that complaint in?
There was, I put one in when I was about 18, 19.
Yeah, what date was that? Sorry, because I'm off the page where your date of birth is.
I don't know. I'm 41 now.
Yeah.
So I put one in when I was in Shetland, and then I made another one when I was in Wales, and that was when I was 22.
Okay, what year was you born, sorry?
Well, look.
Yeah, what year was you born?
1984.
Yeah, so the first one was when you were 18, did you say?
Yeah.
84, 94.
2002. Yeah, and the other one was when I was 20, 22, 23, and I made that from Wales.
Okay.
From Swansea.
So that's another 6 years, so 208, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll write to them as well. When I get information back from your time in care, we will have to go through it with you. As myself and one of my colleagues. Please support. Okay, so when we get the information back into us, the lawyers, we'll go through all our information with you, and make sure that all your statements are up to date and have absolutely everything in there that you want to be in there, and make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that we've gathered. And once we've done that, we'll then add your medical records to the file, or to your claim, should we say. Your mental health, your alcohol addiction, and suicide attempts. We'll add that to your file, and then we'll do what we call our final submission to the Scottish Redress. That's where we present our case. From there, Gemma, we then await a panel date. So a panel of individuals inside the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's a behind closed doors panel, so there's no need for us to attend. We will then be notified of their judgment, and hopefully that will be a recognition of wrongdoing in the form of an apology to you, and also an offer of financial compensation, Gemma.
Okay.
Just to let you know, Gemma, as to manage your expectations, I will get your medical records back pretty quickly, but the social service departments are digging their heels in a little bit at the moment because they're overwhelmed with the amount of complaints that we are making. So it could take me anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back from your social services. So if you look at 12 months from Randall today, we shouldn't be too far away from getting towards this, getting your results.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Jana, on what I'm about to undertake for you, or any around that process? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Just because of, unfortunately, you are being labelled in the eyes of the law as a vulnerable client, because of your time and care, your mental health, alcohol problems, I have to just make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. I have to run through it with you on this recorded call, Gemma, just for our compliance departments, and if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will do gladly. So just to let you know, Gemma, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress scheme yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. But that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that's an option for you. Option two,
nobody
takes them options. Option two is there are other law firms in Scotland and England that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, Gemma, and won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't or won't charge fees, Gemma, is that those law firms, they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, obviously, you can probably make up your own mind what those law firms would do for you if they're getting paid, whether you win or lose. That's entirely a decision that you would have to make. Just to let you know, Gemma, we as a law firm, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we certainly and definitely don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do, Gemma, is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. It's a fancy way of saying the more you win, the more we win. Our fees are at a cap of 16% plus VAT. It's important that you understand that. So no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. With the VAT, total fees will net you out at 19.2%, so just under 20%. On the no fee side of the no win, no fee agreement, because obviously, again, you've been deemed as a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we are unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you any compensation, Gemma, we will never come looking for our cover our costs from you. Our insurance cover and our insurance policy will cover all of our costs at our end.
Okay.
Is that okay? It's a genuine no.
Yeah,
no, that's okay. Okay, perfect. Do you understand those two options? Have you seen me, Gemma?
Yes.
Excellent. Are you so happy for me to continue with your case?
I am, yes.
Perfect, thank you. You signed your fee agreement with us yesterday, by the look of it, on the 14th and the 16th of April. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period, Gemma. It's where you have 14 days to change your mind, rip up any agreements you have with us, and walk away and go and pursue this claim however which way you want. Alternatively, we won't start working on your claim until after the 30th of April, which is the end of your 14 days. But you do also have the right, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, you can get started straight away.
So you're happy to wait till 14-day cooling off period? Perfect, thank you.
Yeah.
I have you down here as Gemma Louise Anderson in brackets Spore. What was your name as in here?
I was known as Spall and Reaver.
Okay.
Anderson is my married name now.
Andrea Spall.
And Reaver, yeah.
So that's not a hyphen, is it? It's not Andrea Spall Reaver, it's Andrea Spall and also Andrea Reaver, yeah?
It's Driever.
Driever, okay.
Driever, yeah, D-R-E-V-E-R.
Driever. Give me that again, please, Andrea.
It's D-R-E-V-E-R.
E-V-E-R.
E-R.
Okay. Yeah, got you. Okay. Okay, I'll just say that yourself. Okay, perfect. You were hockeyed over to me, wasn't you? You were passed over by your cousin McKenzie. Do you have a pen, Andrea? Gemma, sorry, and I can you're known as Andrea Griever?
No.
Gemma, isn't it? Sorry, Gemma.
Yeah.
Sorry. What the hell's going on? Enough time. Yeah. Sorry, Gemma.
It's okay.
Sorry, well, you don't know what happened there. I had a little brain fog. So what I'll do, Gemma, oh, you have your pen?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It's 0161.
Yeah.
563.
Yeah.
0816. My name's Michael.
Okay.
If you need me for anything to do, if you have any questions or you have any queries or you remember anything, just give me a call. I'll touch base with you every 4 to 5 weeks with either an email or a phone call. Just to let you know how I'm getting on, where I'm finding success, where I'm struggling. And I'll stay with you till the end now and towards the very end if you want to keep continuing with me. And obviously great, if not, I can put you on to one of my female colleagues and we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Gemma?
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, I'm so happy that I spoke to you, so thank you so much.
Thank you
for being so brave.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma. It's lovely speaking to you. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, And you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jemma. Bye now.
Bye, thanks, bye.